austerity, tapasya. Tapa. We have a word connected to this Sanskrit word in Slovenian. Toplota. Yeah? Topel, it's same meaning as tapa. Hot or warm. And it is developed into other meanings, something that's burning. So if something is burning, that's a synonym of suffering. And then there is voluntary suffering. So that's austerity. That's austerity. Yes. If it's involuntary, this is suffering. If it is voluntary, this is austerity. Sometimes you can change in the process. As you already suffer, you can say, okay, I accept, this is Seneca, yeah, one of Stoicists, yeah, he was a Stoicist, he was saying that unwilling will be dragged by life, so better you follow the direction in which you are pulled, Hare Krishna. Now, I would like to ask you, what do you see in your mind when we say austerity? Today is Ekadashi, yes. This whenever Prabhupada mentions austerity, he says, yes, 2 times a month we practice austerity. Every 2 weeks we don't eat bread. Hare Krishna. So yes, be prepared. when the Sunday feast comes, it will be very austere. There will be no wheat bread, no semolina halava, no chapati. Can you imagine? Hare Krishna. Yes. Okay. Ekadashi. What else do you see in your mind when you hear austerity? Chaturmasya. That's right. Yes. Yes. Cold shower. Who sees the cold shower or feels it? Cold shower. How?
Evening therapy, morning cold shower.
Okay. Jagat Prasaguru? You? I think you raised your hand. It was, you did? You didn't? Yes, okay. What else do you see?
Namayagya.
Yes, okay. Some. No enjoyment, Hare Krishna. Okay. 16 rounds, chanting 16 rounds. Every day, yes. Okay, that's it. Austerity, strogost, askeza. What does it picture, what other pictures in your mind do you have? Do you have any other pictures in your mind? Words in your ears, feelings on your skin?
Standing on your head.
Yoga.
Hatha
yoga. Work. Yes. Winter. Harder. Picture with the yogi, the one who has huge fingernails and the thing flying out of, yeah, okay. Okay, so are these pictures pleasant or unpleasant? It depends, okay. How?
More unpleasant.
More unpleasant, yeah, isn't it? Who oftentimes associates this concept of austerity with something unpleasant? Who feels that oftentimes it is something unpleasant? Yeah, it's some suffering. This is the normal idea about austerity. And at the same time, apparently, who connects austerity with spiritual life? Yes, it's very natural. We always think that there is actually austerity is there for not just spiritual life, any success, yes, whatsoever. Even to get your degree in the university or wherever, yeah, you have to, or just to graduate from the school, right? There's austerity. You have to give up some games and play and enjoyment and go to the school. Yes. So for anything we need austerity. In fact, this whole universe was created by austerity. You can read in Brahma Samhita that in the beginning of creation, Brahmaji, the first living entity in this universe, empowered to create. So he was born to be the engineer of this universe. So he found himself in the morning of his creation in darkness on the lotus flower. Just imagine, in the morning you wake up and you see you are in a lotus flower and you cannot see anything else. You, what would be your thoughts? My God, what did I do yesterday? Where am I? Who am I? Also, this is the situation, this is the archetypal situation of a young person, of whatever, teenager, who starts thinking, who am I? What is this world? And all of us who have come to practice Krishna consciousness, at one point we have asked ourselves, who am I? What am I doing? Yes, what's the purpose? What is happening? And oftentimes we have seen something strange around us. Either we have seen darkness, and it was not clear what's happening. And Brahma Samhita Bhagavatam describes how Brahmaji was very sincere. He was very sincere to find out what is reality. What is the truth? What actually exists? So this is the most important question. Yes? In fact, questions are more important than answers. Because answers, we have many bookshelves of answers. But without questions, we don't get the answers. So questions are very important. So Brahmaji had a very important question. What is the reality? What actually exists? Who am I? What is this world? And what is my duty in this world, or what to do? You know, what's to be done in this world? That was something like this happens to many of us early in the morning every day. Yes, we wake up; it's dark. Hopefully, still, and you think, "Oh my!" Especially if there is an alarm clock, and we think, "What is this? You know, so early." This alarm clock? What? Who am I? You know, what's happening? Why is, where is this rascal alarm clock? But he had a sincere question, and so therefore he's getting an answer. So there is a Divya Sarasvati, there is a divine goddess of knowledge, who tells him tapa, which means do austerity. Do austerity. And then Brahmaji performs austerity for 100 celestial years. And as a result of this austerity, he sees the spiritual world, he meets Krishna. Krishna comes and shakes hands with him, according to the at least to some descriptions. Some say that he just touches him by the hand in a friendly way. But Prabhupada translates that he shakes hands with Brahmaji. Pleased to meet you. That's what you do. Here's the blueprint. And he knows what to do. You know, there is a certain progression from day to day as Brahma lives. Finally, he realizes Krishna Loka. He realizes his eternal identity. But initially, he sees God. He sees God, and he understands what to do. So, a very interesting point is, what austerity did he do? You know, he was sitting on the lotus flower in the darkness. So what was his austerity? So those of you who have read Brahma Samhita or the second canto, you may know what did Brahmaji do for his austerity. Chanting? Yes, he was chanting a mantra. He was chanting a mantra. This mantra he got also from a divine goddess of wisdom, Saraswati. He got from this mantra. In fact, Prabhupada says that this is the 18th syllable Gopal mantra. And he says even today you can get the same benefit by chanting this Gopal mantra. So, Sridhar Swami gives a comment saying that highest austerity is complete control and focus of your mind and senses. And it's not enough to just, for example, sit in the morning and say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, even though it is very good. But also we have to say this, and at the same time we should think, what? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, and preferably in parallel, you know. If you are adventurous, you can try slightly ahead. Half a second ahead. Or whatever. That's, if you try it, you can, it's real tapasya. And that can catch your mind. So that was Brahmaji's tapasya, how to obtain wisdom and energy and power to create this universe. So by austerity, anything can be done. Tapo divyam. Divine austerity, which brings the unlimited spiritual happiness. At the same time, okay. So who has ever done any kind of austerity? I probably should ask who has never done any kind of austerity, never ever. Yeah. So everybody has done some austerity. Anybody ever fasted? Like, limited your diet. Okay. Anybody felt, after fasting, anybody felt angry when you are disturbed, you know? Come on, don't you understand it? I'm fasting. I'm not eating. Anybody felt proud.
What?
Proud.
Proud.
Yes. It's very natural, right? We are doing some austerity. We are doing something special, something heavy. And it's a very natural side effect. It will come automatically, on its own. It will come definitely. But we need to do something about it. It turns out that for austerity, to be really austerity, it must be free from 12 defects. So, get ready. What are the 12 defects that make austerity into non-austerity? This is discussed in Udyoga Parva, the fifth book of Mahabharata. This is the fifth book of Mahabharata. And there, there is a conversation with Sanat Sujata. It's a famous passage, Sanat Sujatiya. And there are two lists, 12 things which make austerity into non-austerity. Like, for example, today we have a very difficult austerity. We are not eating bread, rice, or chapati from wheat. Yes? But if we do one of these 12 things, the benefit is lost. On the contrary, if we practice 12 of the positive things recommended there, Sanat Sujata says, anybody who practices those 12 positive things can control the whole universe. Hare Krishna. Of course, none of you ever, wants to control the whole universe. We would be happy to control our desk. So, to make austerity pure, what are the 12 things that have to be avoided? This is mentioned by Sanat Sujata in Yogapara. So the 12 things are, yes, maybe I should just ask you, because you are, pride, yes.
Anger,
yes. Lust, yes.
Ego,
yes.
Jealousy,
jealousy, yes.
Fear.
What else?
Fear.
Revenge.
Revenge.
Anger.
Envy.
Yes. Good. Something else? What else do we have when?
Independence.
Yes. Good. Attachment to the results. Yes.
Material gain.
Yes. Very good. You know everything. So, Sanat Sujata says, krodha, kama, lobha, moho. This is anger, lust, greed, as you all mentioned, plus moha, illusion. Illusion. Then, one thing which really startled me. He says, vivitsa. This is my favorite, actually. Vivitsa. And I was surprised to find it here. Because usually, it's quoted as something positive. It's desire to inquisitiveness. Desire to know. So I was surprised to find it here. But I checked different translations and it's translated as dissatisfaction. Dissatisfaction of the mind. When you are looking for something, what if I combine, for example, vanilla ice cream with a raspberry jam and blackberries. I think this should be, and plus just sour cream. And what else? And halwa. Yes. Yeah. So, vivitsa, it's translated. So this is number five. It's translated as dissatisfaction, searching for, inventing some new forms of, looking for some other forms of enjoyment. And this is one of the reasons why austerity has to be according to our level. Not too much, not too little, so that we benefit. Then, next one, akripa. Akripa. In fact, it's quite interesting. We have this thing here mentioned like three times in different ways. So you probably, some of you know this Sanskrit word, kripa. Kripa means mercy. What will be akripa? Unkindness, mercilessness. Yeah, mercilessness. So sometimes this will be also a very natural byproduct of austerity. If I have it tough, you should also have it tough. If I suffer, I make sure that everybody... This is like that joke that mentioned by... Yeah, that's who is a priest? The priest is somebody who is worried that somebody, somewhere, maybe, has a good time. So that should not be like that. The Brahman is somebody who is happy to see the whole world happy. So, akripa. Then asuya, it's practically the same thing, but more enviousness. So somebody mentioned envy. So, in Prabhupada's books, whenever Srila Prabhupada speaks about envy, usually it's somewhat active, not just, we would call it black envy, not just thinking, oh, I would like to have that, our usual understanding of envy. When he says envy, he means that not only it's not that I want to have it, it's I think he should not have it. Or he should suffer because I don't have it. Or, you know, malice. Meaning I wish bad to asuya. This destroys also austerity. And we see also in the histories that oftentimes when somebody does austerity, he may become angry and maybe jealous, as somebody mentioned. And they are ready to make others suffer easily. Yeah? So, and that you can see that immediately makes austerity into not austerity. Then mana, pride. Do you fast dry? do you eat today? Yeah, there are different ways to to express our pride. That's an important obstacle to work with. Recently, I found a beautiful joke about it. I could definitely relate to this joke. The guy is saying that. I'm a little proud, I admit it. That's true. But in every other regard, I'm just wonderful. Yes, that one defect I have. But hold on. It can destroy, it's one of the things that also destroys. Oftentimes, just boasting of something good we did basically robs us of the benefit. We shortchange. We exchange the real big result for just little coin of bragging. We exchange the big result for a little coin of bragging. Yeah. Yeah, надрубіж, таке хваління себе. Yeah, this one. So that, yeah. So, pride. Then, another one, the next one is shoka, meaning suffering. So, tapasya is when you voluntarily suffer, but you don't suffer. Hare Krishna. If you think you suffer, that's that defeats also the austerity. Yeah? So you we suffer with a smile, yes? Yes, like that. That's a that's a secret. It's a big skill to develop, yeah? To greet everything that life throw all the tests with a smile, at least. Better with a healthy laughter. Yes, yes. Can train ourselves. Then, spriha, desires for reward, so fruited desires, somebody mentioned. Then we have two more, so that makes it four. Two more, irshya and jugupsa. It's also usually translated as envy and envy. So, and irshya, it's when you also some kind of jealousy, wishing bad to others, anger, angry envy, and jugupsa, also when you are disgusted with and you hate something and somebody, hatred. Yeah. So these are these 12 should be avoided. These 12 they destroy our austerity. These 12 destroy our austerity. So these are the 12 defects which should be avoided. So if somebody performs an austerity and is proud, performs an austerity and becomes angry, performs an austerity and is not kind, that's not an austerity. Which you can see also in Shila, in Bhagavad Gita as it is, where Krishna teaches Arjuna about austerity in different modes, in different gunas, in different mentalities. And you can see that when he describes the recommended austerity, he's not so much speaking about suffering as about like austerity of the speech, for example. Yeah? He says that this is speaking words which are truthful but not disturbing and beneficial and based on Shastra and that are pleasant. Except when you need to wake somebody up. In that case, you may something startling sometimes. Hare Krishna. Sleep can be of different ways, yes. Different forms. And the austerity of the mind, Krishna says, manah prasada, satisfaction. That's the austerity of the mind. So that's at the basis of everything. And so Prabhupada also speaks about burden of love. Yeah, so what we do is not just some difficult. If you do something out of love, austerity becomes happy. You're happy to do it. Right? So that's how everything is. So we are doing this for Krishna's pleasure. So we offer. That's the beauty of bhakti. Because if we actually understand what bhakti is, if we do bhakti properly, then it is automatically free from all those negative things and is filled with all the positive qualities. So it's done to please the object of our service, Krishna, our dearmost friend. You know, we all have a dearmost friend. He's in the heart already. Not only ours, but also those who sit nearby. Same person. Important to remember. And this is why you see that four times in this list some kind of unkindness is listed, or lack of mercy is listed. So there is one other place in Shanti Parva that I really like to read, and some of you have already heard it, but not all. And even if you did, it's still very beautiful, because in Mahabharat Bhishma Dev says many important things. He says, "What is the best charity?" What is the best? So the best austerity, we see that Sridhar Swami says it's complete focus on the Lord through japa, through mantra. What is the best charity? Bhishma Dev says, and Krishna says in the 11th canto, it's giving people the feeling of fearlessness or security, shelter. Yeah, fearlessness. Remove people's fear. Which is obviously possible only if you tell them that we are all spirit, God is our friend, and we have already a good relation. We already have a relationship with Him. We are just restoring that relationship. There is nothing to fear from Krishna. So, Krishna consciousness therefore is the best charity. And what is the best yagya or sacrifice according to Bhagavad Gita? Yagyanam. Japa Yagyosmi, Krishna says, I am Japa. So Bhishmadeva also discusses Japa. He says that there are people who say that you must go to the forest, stand up to your neck in cold water, stand on one leg on your head or whatever, yeah, and renounce and do all those other unpleasant things. But he says you can achieve the same by japa, by worshipping the Supreme with mantra. And then he says you get the supreme result by chanting. Who is chanting the Hare Krishna mantra at least one time in a week? Thank you. It's glorious. It's glorious. Of course, there is a recommended number to chant. And Kali Santarana Upanishad mentions how many you should chant to achieve perfection. So we can discuss that also. So these are good news, that by japa you achieve the supreme destination. And Yudhishthir, to whom Bhishmadev says this, he says, is this supreme destination the only result of japa, or are there any other possible results? So Bhishmadev says, O powerful King Yudhishthir, please listen attentively. Listen attentively. These are possible results if you chant japa. So if you chant japa, chant mantra, without following the prescribed, recommended rules, then such a chanter goes to hell. If somebody chants mantra without faith, he goes to hell. If somebody chants japa but is not happy with work the person does, he goes to hell. You can see devotees are fearless. Hare Krishna. So those who chant with pride in their heart, they go to hell. Hare Krishna. It's a very strange phenomenon. He's not afraid of anything, huh? Devotees who chant and disrespect others or insult others. What did I say? Those who chant chant mantra and disrespect others, they go to hell. One who takes to chanting without out of bewilderment, confusion, without understanding what they are doing, they go to hell. Those who start chanting out of desire for some fruit of, for some result, they go to hell. And one who wants mystic powers, they go to hell for a long, long time. And one who has unstable mind, who is foolish, who is who gave up attachments too violently, so they all go to hell. We could stop here. but Yudhishthir, he's very intelligent. He says, O Bhishmadev, can you please describe what kind of hell these chanters go to? And Bhishma says, oh, you are very intelligent. That's a good question. And he says, okay, so these are the hells they go to. So these are the planets which are shining with all the beautiful colors, which are filled with pleasure gardens and golden lotuses, the planets which belong to the rulers of space to Brihaspati and Venus, that's Jupiter and Venus, and Shukra and Brihaspati, to the planets of Maruts, Vishwadevas, to the planets of Adityas and Vasus and Rudras. Basically, you can see that these are all heavenly planets. And you can see something similar in Ishopanishad. Prabhupada also describes that when hell is described, that those who develop knowledge, one-sided knowledge, they go to hell, dark places. Prabhupada also mentions these planets. So, but for a person who has knowledge, even those heavenly planets, these paradise planets, are like hell compared to the spiritual world, to the world without birth and death, without any even beautiful, very long living material body, and without the mind and the false ego, even nice false ego. So compared to that, this is like hell. Hare Krishna. Okay, so as befits a Sunday sermon, we spoke about hell today. Of course, the result is strange. You're all laughing. Usually, in a sermon, everybody should get scared. Talking about hell. So we have discussed the 12 defects, where unkindness is, and pride and anger is emphasized prominently. So what would you say is the conclusion from our discussion? What do you would you take for your practice or for your life from?
That we should overcome suffering with service.
Overcome suffering with service, yeah, devotional service, yes. Devotional means loving service, yes. Very good. Other conclusions? What else? Yes? Yes, all austerity, all the service out of love. Yes, yes, to make. Yes.
Best austerity is japa.
Best austerity is japa. Yes. Yes.
Best austerity is prasara.
Not yet, Yes. What else? What other points can we make from? What makes austerity non-austerity? Lack of sincerity, kama krodha, anger and greed and lust, design thing, pride, yeah, and unkindness,
anger.
So that's how to make it positive. You know, how to make austerity real austerity. Wish well to Krishna and all his particles, right? So that's Krishna's suggestion. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Any questions, comments, contributions? Yes?
Was able to follow the lecture and
thank you, yes. Repeat of the lecture, rerun of the lecture, yes. Recap. Beg pardon?
What's non-austerity?
So, again, these 12 things are that destroy. These are anger, greed, lust, and different forms of unkindness to others, pride. These are anarthas, yes. They are called anarthas, improper qualities. So we better do everything without them or with the opposite of these things. So in other words, in a selfless way, in a humble way, for the for the pleasure of the Lord, lovingly, being satisfied. So in other and austerity happens anyway. Prabhupada says that life is full of austerity. There is always some austerity. And how do we turn suffering into austerity? It's by the way the same word in Sanskrit. Suffering and austerity is the same word, tapa. How do we turn suffering into austerity?
Do it with love.
Willingly, yeah. Accept it voluntarily. And it's a funny thing, you know, if you don't accept it, it doesn't mean it goes away. It's still there. But life is full of trouble. If you worry, you make it double. Don't worry. Be happy now. Yes, it's anyway there. If you worry, you make it double, at least. It's actually quite. Actually, it was based on Baba from India. That thing, Meher or something, Baba. Yes. So now you know everything, Hare Krishna. And now we can sing, which is one very natural way to do something pleasing to Krishna without hatred, envy. Especially it's something. Who is singing Gaurarati? You, okay. Especially if it's sung by Jagat Prasa Prabhu, by Bharat Prabhu. For Krishna's pleasure. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much.